morning and welcome to our Easter celebration. Why are we here today? We're to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. And what better way to say that than to say He is Lord? Would you please stand, turn to page 177, or follow the words on the screen. We're going to sing a short chorus. And the title of that chorus is, He is Lord. And it says, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We're going to sing it two times because there's only one verse.
Easter Sunday, and I'm going to say Jesus Christ is risen, and you respond, He is risen indeed. Jesus Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Let's try one more time. Jesus Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Yes, He is risen indeed. Christ is risen. Today we gather not in sorrow, but we gather in victory, because the grave could not hold Him and the death has been defeated. So as we gather here today with the joy of salvation that God has given us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is nothing that we have to be afraid of in this world, not death or enemy. No enemy can defeat us. Even death has been conquered, and we have eternity that God has promised to be with Him. So this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I will go through the announcements really quickly. The food bank ministry continues, and our third Thursday luncheon will be on April 16th. All are invited to join for a time of lunch and fellowship at the Golden Corral at 1 p.m. on third Thursday of April, which is the 16th. Today we will celebrate Holy Communion, and we have combined service with the Hispanic Ministry Group, and we thank you for joining us today. It's a great blessing to have worship together, and we'll also look forward to hearing you guys sing in Spanish, and we can enjoy and worship together in different languages. Next week, there is a men's retreat that I wanted to invite any of the men. You want to go there. It starts on Friday afternoon and ends on Saturday afternoon. Just one night, stay there. The church will pay for the accommodation there. It's about $160 or something. So whoever wants to go, please let me know. I am planning to go. So I have invited Pastor Tim Owens to come and preach next Sunday, just in case I get stuck there and be late. So please remember that. Whoever wants to go, we can ride together. It starts on Friday afternoon and ends on Saturday noon. It's on Rock Eagle Retreat Center. And thank you for your continued and faithful support of the ministries of this church with your prayers, present gifts, and service, and your witness. God loves a cheerful giver. God continues to give us opportunities to be his faithful servants in this community, and let us do that faithfully that God has entrusted us to do. I'm so glad that you are able to join here and also online. Especially, I'm so glad to see Jean McPrayer is online. I think she's still in the hospital. That is a great blessing that she was able to join. Hope you can hear us. We are still praying for you, Jean. You are in great hands. God is there with you. Those are the announcements that I have. Anybody have any other announcements? If not, let us worship God, continue to worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" It is, let me bring that up in the screen.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they pierced his side? Were you there when the sun refused to shine? Were you there when they laid him in the grave? Please stand and join us as we sing verses 1, 2, and 5 of "Were You There?"
Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this beautiful time that you have given us to gather here and also online to honor you and adore you and worship you. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son Jesus Christ, who overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, the resurrection of your Son Jesus has given us new life and renewed hope. You are the author of our faith, and you are the one who nourishes us, sustains us every day. We come before you with longing hearts to worship you on this Easter Sunday, that your name will be lifted up, the name above all names, who lives now and forever. All the things that we do here in the singing, in the prayers, and the meditation of the word will bring honor and glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, the triune God forever. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. So greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other.
Happy Easter.
Our responsive reading today is the affirmation of our faith, the Nicene Creed, that we affirm our faith on this Sunday, first Sunday of the month, as we celebrate Holy Communion. So if you can stand and follow the affirmation of the faith, the Nicene Creed, to affirm our faith. We affirm this together. So when we start it together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and maker of all things visible and invisible. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one substance with the Father. Through him all things were made. For our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now, when we come and share our prayers of blessing and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we enjoy in our lives, and also we will bring our prayers of petitions and concerns and our burdens to the throne of grace of God, that God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. If you turn with me to the back of the bulletin, please remember these people and these items listed in those boxes in your regular prayers. Please keep this bulletin at some place where you can see this on your regular prayer time, and remember these people and these items. We are so thankful about some of the results of the surgeries and procedures people have been going through, particularly Jean McBrayer, who is online with us. I believe she is still in the hospital. When I talked to her yesterday, she was. I don't know when she was going to be discharged, but she is watching the service from the hospital bed. What an amazing blessing that is. And please keep her in our prayers. She had a good procedure or surgery she had to go through with her pacemaker, and she said she was still in some pain, but please keep her in our prayers. Lou also was supposed to be here, but her surgery got postponed to God knows when. The heart doctor has to give the clearance for her surgery before she can proceed. So please keep her in our prayers. So she's also in a lot of pain. Continue to pray for her as well. And the other people that we have been praying for, Jeff Woodman, Sean and Amy Conway, Yolanda Tong, Pam and Ashton Adam, and also some of the other people that we have been praying for, their family problems and issues, Melissa Pitcher and Jan Basur, who is growing through the grief of the death of her husband. Please pray those people also and keep them in your prayers. And continue to keep Wayne in your prayers, as Carol is in the memory care facility. We went and visited her last week, and she was doing okay, but she still have to go through some adjustment period, just like anything. It's not like nobody wants to be there, right? I mean, if you take me there, I would just run away. So, I mean, I can't believe why she's still anxious there, but please pray for her. Pray for Wayne also. I mean, he is the one who is actually taking the burden, especially with the separation that they have now. Is very, very painful. So please keep him in our prayers also. And let's pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who are working behind the scenes to help us. Remember them and also their families. Pray for our nation, our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those, and our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who are making decisions, especially our military, who are in the forefront of the war that's happening now. So please remember them and their families that they put their lives on the line for defending our freedom and our country. Also pray for the world peace, especially that the world leaders will fear God when they make decisions that will bring peace to this world and end all these wars. Many things are happening around us, and we don't know how these are all going to end, but we know one thing, that God is in control. And everything will work out for the good. And whatever we look forward to, God is going to be there with us. So let us continue to pray for world peace and the world leaders. Pray for our church, our leaders of the church in this community, and all the pastors and ministers in various ways working for the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And also the Hispanic pastoral ministry there. Let us also pray for them, that the work that they are doing will bring more people to the kingdom of God. Those are the prayer requests that I have. Anybody have any call out, special prayer items of praise or concerns?
The airman who was behind enemy lines was rescued last night.
Yes, yeah, I heard that news this morning. So that was a good news that we heard. If there are no other special calls for prayer, let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer. And then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. In the scripture we read, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And also in the New Testament we read, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything in God's will, he will hear us. And if we know that he hears us, we know that we will have what we have asked of him. Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for the gift of life and the many blessings that you shower upon us along with it. Thank you for the gift of family and friends and church and fellowship and the opportunity to worship you as children of God. You give us everything that we need even before we know it or we ask of it. You are a gracious and merciful God. You are faithful from everlasting to everlasting. Thank you for the blessing of your protection and safety. You keep us safe in our walks of life every day. Thank you for covering us with your love and mercy, and continue to do that even when we become unfaithful and failing. We come before you, God, trusting in your promise that you will answer our prayers, and you listen to all of our prayers, and you will answer them according to your will. We come before you with our burdens and concerns, especially the ones that we have lifted up, who needs healing in their bodies. Especially, we thank you for the recovery of Jean McPrayer and a successful surgery for her. Continue to bless her with your healing and strengthen her in her body and her spirit and her faith. We pray for all those other people that we have lifted up, especially Jeff Woodman, Sean and Amy Conway, Lou Hughes, Yolanda, Pam, Ashton, Adam, and all those who are looking to you for your healing. Bless them, Lord, and touch them with your healing hand. You also lift them who need your comforting presence and peace in their lives at this time, especially Melissa Pilcher and Jerry Raines, and all of those who are looking for various needs, that you are the one who can provide us, Lord. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who work and serve us in different ways. We thank you for their services and bless them with your grace and their family, especially our military, our soldiers who are in the forefront. Bless them with your grace and peace and comfort them with your presence, O God, and their families. We also pray for Carol, who is in the memory care facility. Bless her with your presence as we worship together. We remember her also, her many ways that she witnessed for you in this church and in many other places, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord, in her body and her spirits. We know that your presence is there with her. And pray for Wayne also. Empower him with your power of the Holy Spirit, that will be strengthened by the Spirit every day as he goes through this. We pray for all those who are looking for various solutions in their problems, family issues and relationship problems. We pray that you will bless them with your grace, that they can join together and have a loving relationship between individuals and families, O God. We pray for our church. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to gather here in this church to be your witness in this place. Help us to worship you and honor your name in serving others who are in need in this community, O God. We pray for all the churches and pastors and ministers and the various ways that they are working in this community. Bless them with your grace so that we can be your loving hands and caring hands to other people who are in need. Bless us today, Lord, as we worship together, that your name will be lifted up in everything we do here, Lord, that we can worship you in truth and in spirit as we partake in the communion, that your power and the power of your love that we share between each other will radiate through us into this world, that we will become a source of living and life and spirit to this world as we continue our lives here, Lord. We thank you again for your presence in our midst as we continue our worship today, Lord. Let your name be lifted up and your people be placed. People be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory, please.
Please stand for the doxology.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father,
Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful, wonderful day, and thank you for all the blessings you give us in this life. We just pray that you bless this offering to your use and us to thy service, and keep us ever mindful of the needs of others. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. We're going to have a special now. for everyone to enjoy. And you guys want to come up and do your special and tell about it? Or Wayne will be here to tell?
Okay.
Imaginas lo que pago por ti, no te imaginas.
Thank you. Thank you for the great song. We will read the scripture now, and after that, Pastor Nelson will preach in Spanish, and afterwards, then I will preach in English. If you are able, please stand for the scripture reading.
Scripture reading comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you in Galilee. There you will see him.' Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated.
Qué bendición, hermanos, en esta mañana de poderlos ver. Vamos a ir a la Biblia, hermanos, Deuteronomio capítulo 16, si usted me acompaña ahí. Deuteronomio capítulo 16. Dígame amén cuando esté ahí. Deuteronomio 16, vamos a ver algo rapidito, hermanos. Deuteronomio capítulo 16 en su Biblia. Dice la palabra de Dios allá, Deuteronomio capítulo 16, versículo 1. Dice allá: "Guardaréis el mes de Abib." ¿Ya está ahí? Dice: "Guardaréis el mes de Abib y harás Pascua a Jehová tu Dios. Porque en el mes de Abib sacó Jehová tu Dios de Egipto", dice, "de noche, y sacrificarás la Pascua a Jehová tu Dios, de las ovejas y de las vacas en el lugar que Jehová escogiere, para que habite allí su nombre. No comerás con ella pan con levadura. 7 días comerás de ella pan sin levadura, pan de aflicción, porque a prisa saliste de la tierra de Egipto, para que todos los días de tu vida te acuerdes del día que saliste de la tierra de Egipto. No se verá levadura contigo en todo tu territorio por 7 días, y de la carne que matares en la tarde del primer día no quedará hasta la mañana. No podrás sacrificar la Pascua en cualquiera de las ciudades que Jehová tu Dios te da." La Pascua que miramos aquí en Deuteronomio capítulo 16 era un foto de lo que Cristo iba a hacer en el futuro. Tanto el Antiguo Testamento como el Nuevo Testamento es un reflejo de lo que iba Jesús a hacer en el futuro. La Pascua que miramos aquí en Deuteronomio capítulo 16 es lo que hoy en día reconocemos como la Pascua, como la muerte, la crucifixión y la resurrección de Jesús, que es lo que celebramos hoy en día. Ahora los judíos en este tiempo están celebrando su Pascua. Ellos están celebrando la salida de Egipto. Ellos salieron de Egipto en el mes de Abib, en los primeros días del mes de Abib. Ahora ellos están celebrando su Pascua. Ahora nuestra Pascua es Cristo, ¿ok? Su Pascua es Jesús. Ahora tenemos que entender que a ellos están celebrando su liberación. Usted y yo fuimos libertados por Cristo Jesús. Una vez que usted acepta a Cristo como su Señor y Salvador, usted tiene la garantía de que Cristo también te dio libertad. Y ahora tenemos que Cristo te dio libertad. Ahora tenemos que entender que nuestra Pascua, mi hermanos, es la liberación de Cristo que nos dio a nosotros. Ahora usted ya es libre. Éramos, cuando nacimos condenados. Cada uno de nosotros, cuando nacimos condenados. Ya estábamos condenados a ir al infierno. Pero gloria a Dios que vino Cristo a nuestras vidas y nos dio libertad. Esa libertad que ahora podemos disfrutar en nuestra vida por medio de Cristo Jesús. La sangre de Cristo nos limpia de todo pecado, de toda maldad. Y tenemos la garantía que así como Cristo un día murió por ti y por mí, un día también Él resucitó. Usted también y yo tenemos la garantía que un día resucitaremos con Él, ¿verdad? No quiero ir allá a través de la Biblia, pero allá en San Juan capítulo 8, Jesucristo pudo decir, yo no, dice, nadie me quita la vida, sino que yo mismo pongo mi vida por ustedes. Dice, nadie me la quita, sino que yo mismo la pongo y la vuelvo a tomar. Estaba hablando de su resurrección, estaba hablando de la Pascua, estaba hablando de ese día en el cual ni la tumba iba a poder detener a Cristo. Mi hermano, podemos ver que el ángel está ahí sentado, pero Jesús no removió la piedra. Él no movió la piedra que cubría la tumba, Él no la removió. El ángel viene y remueve la piedra para dar testimonio de que Cristo había resucitado. Ahora, hermanos, tenemos que entender que Él ya no tenía necesidad de poder mover la piedra. Él cruzó por esa piedra, Él salió de esa tumba, ni siquiera la tumba pudo detener a Cristo. Ahora usted tiene resurrección por medio de Cristo. Ok, su victoria es la resurrección de Cristo. Yo creo que cuando Cristo muere allá en el infierno, hermano, los demonios tenían fiesta, dijeron, lo matamos, pero no contaban con que Cristo iba a resucitar al tercer día. No contaban con que Jesús iba a resucitar después de su muerte. No contaban con que Cristo un día, mi hermano, iba a absorber la muerte. Por eso dice el apóstol Pablo ahí en 1 Corintios capítulo 15, dice, oh muerte, ¿dónde está tu aguijón? Oh sepulcro, ¿dónde está tu victoria? Hablando de la muerte de Cristo, que Cristo un día resucitó y resucitó por ti y por mí. Ahora tú y yo tenemos una esperanza viva. Una esperanza viva en Cristo. Ahora, sin Cristo estábamos perdidos. Sin Cristo íbamos rumbo al infierno. Sin Cristo no teníamos salvación. Sin Cristo, mi hermano, no había esperanza para el ser humano. Sin Cristo estábamos en un camino, mi hermano, de perdición. Sin Cristo estábamos lejos de alcanzar la salvación. Sin Cristo éramos, mi hermano, condenados. Sin Cristo éramos separados del Padre. Pero gloria a Dios que vino Cristo y nos dio esa paz que ahora tenemos por medio de Jesucristo para con Dios. Ahora tú tienes paz, ahora tú tienes esa, hermano, esa garantía de que el día que dejemos este cuerpo, resucitaremos con un cuerpo nuevo, como Cristo lo hizo. Ahora Cristo es la primicia de la resurrección. Cuando salen las hermanas de Lázaro a encontrar a Jesús, le dice, si mi hermano no hubiera, dice, si tú hubieras estado aquí, mi hermano no hubiera muerto. Jesucristo la voltea a ver y le dice, yo soy la resurrección y la vida. Dice, el que esté muerto, yo lo puedo resucitar. Porque yo soy la resurrección y la vida. Estaba hablando de él mismo. Él iba a morir, pero iba a resucitar. El que cree en mí, aunque esté muerto, vivirá. Tú tienes vida. Y tienes vida en abundancia. Porque Cristo resucitó un día. Él es la resurrección. Y deberíamos, hermanos, de tomar este día como algo de celebración. Los judíos este día están en fiesta. Ellos no trabajan durante una semana. Durante 7 días no trabajan. Celebran la fiesta. Ellos no tienen lo que tú y yo tenemos. Tenemos a un Mesías resucitado. Ellos están esperando al Mesías. Tú y yo ya lo tenemos. Tú ya tienes al Cristo. Tú ya tienes a Jesús contigo. You have a Jesus with you. Amén. Dije, you have a Jesus with you. Los judíos no lo tienen. Tú sí lo tienes. Y resucitado, Él está vivo. Él no está en esa cruz como nos lo han hecho ver crucificado en esa cruz. Él no está ahí, Él resucitó, Él está vivo. Está vivo, tu Pascua. Dije, tu Pascua es Jesucristo resucitado. Tu Pascua es un Cristo que vive. Tu Pascua es un Cristo que está a la diestra del Padre. Tu Pascua es un Cristo que aboga por ti. Tu Pascua es tu abogado. Tu Pascua es tu salvación. Tu Pascua es aquel que derramó su sangre por ti. Tu Pascua es aquel que fue crucificado en esa cruz por ti. Tu Pascua es aquel que estuvo dispuesto a pagar tu hermano tu deuda. Tu Pascua es aquel que cogió tus pecados para que tú no tuvieras condenación. Tu Pascua es aquel que está en el cielo, mi hermano, dándote de tu bendición, de su amor, de su esperanza. Tu Pascua se llama Jesús. Tu Pascua es aquel, mi hermano, que siempre te ha amado. Tu Pascua es aquel que estuvo dispuesto a darlo todo por ti. Tu Pascua es aquel que no le importó los golpes, el maltrato, los gritos, los clavos, las espinas, el dolor que sufrió. Tu Pascua se llama Cristo. Tu Pascua es Jesús. Amén. Tu Pascua es Cristo. Deberíamos de recordar como los judíos, ellos recuerdan el día que salieron de Egipto. Tú deberías de recordarte que Cristo murió por ti. Cristo murió por ti para darte vida eterna, para que no te perdieses, para que estuvieras libre de toda condenación, de todo pecado, de todo, mi hermano, lo que el diablo quiere achacarte. Cristo te dio libertad. Amén. Somos libres por la sangre de este Cordero. Celebraréis la Pascua. ¿Celebraréis qué? La Pascua. El día en que saliste de Egipto. La palabra Pascua significa liberación, remisión, redención. La palabra Pascua. Fuiste redimido. Fuiste restaurado por ese Cristo. La palabra Pascua. Amén, Pastor. La palabra Pascua.
Thank you, Pastor. The celebration of Easter is not just a celebration. It's also a mission, an invitation, as we read today from the scripture of Matthew that we read. The women went to anoint the body of Jesus early morning on Sunday. But they encountered an angel there. And the angel told them, he is risen from the dead and he is going ahead of you into Galilee. Now you will see him there. And he also asked them, do not be afraid. And asked them to come and see the empty grave. So come and see is an invitation on the celebration of Easter. And then at the end, while they were leaving, he told them, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee where they will see, Jesus said to them. So this is it's an invitation to come and see, and also a mission to go and tell. Come and see and go and tell. When we celebrate one more Easter in our lives, God wants us to come and taste Him and believe in Him and reflect on our lives and see how much we have experienced Jesus Christ in our lives. Always inviting you and me to come to Him closer and closer. David writes in the psalm there, he prays that, Lord, taste and see that the Lord is good. You have to come and experience the power of the resurrection. You cannot stand outside, but come and see is the invitation. When Jesus started his ministry, when the disciples started calling disciples to follow him, he said, come and see what I am doing. So Christian life and Christian faith is not about some preaching or some sermons. It is about an experience that we have in our lives, that we personally experience the power of resurrection of Jesus Christ in our lives. That will not only change our lives, but also it changes the world around us through our lives. That is the power of resurrection. Come and see. It's a personal invitation for each of us to come and see the power of resurrection. We talked about the encounters of many people during this Lent Sundays, especially three or four women that we talked about, the woman who was at the well that Jesus encountered, and the woman who was caught in adultery that Jesus set her free, the woman who anointed his head with oil. So these are the people who had personal encounters with Jesus that changed their lives forever. Easter is a day that reminds us how much are we experiencing that in our personal lives. Do we have the power of resurrection that we can feel and experience every day of our lives? Imagine someone telling you that there's a treasure buried somewhere in your backyard. You wouldn't sit there and debate about it or think about it. You would start going and dig through your backyard to find it. That is something that you have to do and get out and taste and see that the Lord is good, according to David says. And then we look at our empty places in our lives where God has already been started working in us. Many of us go through different types of situations in our lives. The emptiness that we feel sometimes in the heart, the heaviness. Even when we are blessed with a lot of blessings and we go through good times, there's always that empty feeling in your life about something, about a broken relationship, about the anxiety about the future of your children, about something that is longing for that to fill in that emptiness. That is what the power of God is. But invite God to your empty spaces of your heart so that God can fill us with the power of resurrection. And that is what he's inviting you and me on this Easter morning. Come and see. Come and experience. Come and enjoy and be empowered with the power of resurrection. And then also it has a mission. Not only an invitation, but also it follows a mission. And he told them, go and tell. As witnesses to the power of resurrection in our lives, we are supposed to go and tell others. And bring others to experience this power of resurrection. You would tell everyone if you have something important going in your life. That you discovered something important or something that you want to tell other people about that you're excited about. It is the same thing. Once we come to Jesus and experience him, and he is our Lord and Savior and we enjoy the presence of his life with us, we are excited to go and tell others and invite others for that. So they ran. That's what we read there. They ran. There was an urgency in their mission. They did not wait any further there. But they ran to tell the good news about the resurrection to their brothers and sisters. As a church, we are being asked by the power of resurrection to go and tell others to experience the same thing. Matthew says that Jesus met them. They encountered Jesus more deeply and they obeyed to go into all the parts of the world and spread the love of Jesus Christ around the world. So the message we carry on this Easter is the same message. He's not here. He is risen. Come and see and go and tell. That's the invitation and the mission that God is leaving you with today. As we come before the table, I invite you to join. All are invited to the table. It's the Lord's table. It's not a church table. There is no separation between men or women or any other differences or children. All are invited to enjoy the Lord's table together as we share the love of Christ here today. We'll follow the Holy Communion liturgy on our screen today. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through the prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, and recovering sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, broke the bread, and told his disciples, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. It is the time to come to the table now. All are invited. As the ushers guide you, please come and join the Lord's table. Let us give thanks to God for this mystery of Holy Communion that we partake together. Eternal and Almighty God, we thank you for this time that you have given us, that you join together us in this sacrament, uniting us with Christ and with all the faithful who have come and gone. We give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you gave yourself for us. May we remember that we belong to you and that you lead us into newness of life. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves to others in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We're going to ask that everyone please stand.
Señor mi Dios, le damos gracias en esta preciosa mañana. Gracias por este recordatorio en el cual podemos recordar, mi Dios, aquella Pascua que celebraron los judíos cuando salieron de Egipto, enfatizando, mi Dios, que un día resucita y tú ibas a resucitar y que tú ibas a ser nuestra Pascua. Ayúdanos a recordarla de todo corazón, mi Dios, y a entender que esa resurrección fue nuestra victoria y nuestra liberación. Gracias por este hermoso tiempo en el cual hemos compartido juntos como una sola iglesia. Nos ponemos en tus manos en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén.
You may turn to page 364 or follow on the screen. How do we summarize what we've been celebrating today? We've established,
amen,
because he lives.
Yeah.
people of God, because he lives, there is nothing to fear. All fear is gone. He holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Go in the knowledge that the power of resurrection goes with you. You will find that the risen Christ will meet you on the way, regardless of what experience you may have to go through. Easter will continue to unfold through the events of our lives because Jesus is risen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.